Time now for your letters. Several of you wrote in about our story about peak oil, the theory that the world's oil production has already peaked and is facing decline. The story featured a group in Texas that trades ideas on ways to use alternative sources of energy. Peter Darien of Durango, Colorado, posted this comment. About 3 years ago, my car was totaled, and instead of running out and buying another one, I took the insurance money, put it away, got on my bike instead. I moved near to my work and near enough to a local farmer's market and a grocer. After 3 years, I'm healthier from better food and from not sitting on my butt in traffic all the time. Have all the time and money I would have spent on the car, insurance, gas, maintenance, parking tickets, and best of all, I have peace of mind, knowing I'm contributing as little as possible to everything from pollution to traffic jams to our ensnarement in a godless holy war. It's like getting a huge raise, a free gym membership, better meals, and double the free time. NPR's All Things Considered host Robert Siegel joined us for our open mic vlog last week and talked baseball. Jillian Holston of Hebron, North Dakota, sent us this note. One of the things I love about these open mic segments is the relaxed, casual atmosphere, even when I'm learning something. Thanks for offering them. You can see our open mic videos at youtube.com/weekendedition. A number of you sent in suggestions for ways to have a zero-waste holiday after listening to our Economical series on saving money on the environment. Keith Derbis of New Orleans says he uses maps and pages from wall calendars to wrap gifts. Edward Perrone of Santa Fe, New Mexico, says he has a friend who's used newspapers to wrap gifts for more than 50 years and that he has had many imitators. Several of you sent letters about our segment about how some churches and synagogues are putting GPS chips in holiday displays to keep them from getting stolen. Shannon O'Donnell of Tacoma, Washington, wrote in to say that the baby Jesus was once stolen from the manger scene at the prison where she works. She says he was later returned, but adorned with a few gang tattoos. Ever since then, baby Jesus has been superglued into his manger. And a correction on Allie Furlow's story about presidential pets. We said President Lyndon Johnson's dog was an adopted white mutt with three legs. Well, Yuki the dog was adopted. He was white, but he had all four legs. We apologize for the error. We'd like to hear from you. Send us your comments. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. Or you can post a comment on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. This is NPR News.